Archers for the week 11 to 16 December 2005.
Alan's got something to announce.
Another couple of notices. First of all, a big thank you to everyone who's offered to help decorate the church on Christmas Eve. Shula and Jill are heading that team. I don't know if they're still looking for volunteers. Yeah, Shula's nodding her head vigorously. The choir will be singing for the first time publicly in next week's Nine Lessons and Carols service, which will, of course, be followed by mince pies and coffee in the hall. Phil assures me there's still plenty of scope for any other singers to join, so please, if you've got any kind of voice, don't be shy.
Baby! Baby! You haven't seen her, Betty.
Well, I chased her out 5 minutes ago.
Well, she was meant to be helping you.
Well, she was guzzling all the mincemeat. I think she's gone back upstairs.
Baby! There's enough mince pies there to feed an army.
Well, we'll need them if we're having two Christmas dinners.
Oh, yeah, Phoebe's made up about having a special one before she goes off.
Oh, I've still got to make a stollen for Brenda and some brandy snaps for Mike. Excuse me.
Phoebe, sweetheart, we're going to be late.
What for?
Freddie and Lily's birthday bash.
Well, you're not going now, are you?
It starts at midday.
I thought you said 2 o'clock.
Oh, Nigel's organised a treasure hunt first. I've forgotten.
Oh. So, you and Phoebe won't be able to collect the holly and pine cones before you go?
We'll do it later.
Well, it'll be dark by the time the party finishes.
Tomorrow, then?
Well, I promised her she could help me spray paint them tonight when you get back.
Well, she got to. Put up some balloons instead. She's good at that.
I suppose it doesn't matter. Though she does love spraying
Phoebe!
The holly gold.
Look, we'll collect some during the week.
Well, as long as it's before Brenda comes home, because I want the house to look nice for her.
When's she coming?
Wednesday. And I won't have time. I'll be so busy between now and then, I won't get another chance.
Well, I can't do anything about the holly now, can I? We can't miss the treasure hunt. Look, come on, Phoebe.
Oh, it's all right. I'll see to it myself.
What? At last? You ready, madam?
I'll find time while you're out. Somehow.
Is this the last box of biscuits, Amy?
Yep. Now you can lock it all up.
Right. Still seemed to go really well this morning.
Yeah, we took over £50.
Whoa, that's excellent.
Yeah, people are going crazy for those chocolate Brazils. We sold loads.
I like them as well.
No, yeah? Dad. Well, I never have guessed.
What about the charity cards?
Just under 40. Bert cashed those up.
Now, have you written all the sales down so we can put them on the computer when we get home?
Yeah, somewhere.
Is Bert really helping with the store while Alice is away?
Him or Frieda, yeah.
Oh.
Unless I can persuade Christopher to come along. Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, you're going to miss Alice over Christmas, aren't you?
There, all this morning's sales.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we need to order more of that Nicaraguan coffee.
Okay. Now, let me get my coat and go home.
I bet she has a great time in South Africa.
Yeah, I know she's looking forward to seeing her sister again.
And Nolly.
Yeah, she loves being an auntie, doesn't she?
Yeah. She can't wait to go over. She says once Lucas's brothers turn up, Christmas dinner's going to be wild.
I'm afraid it's going to be a lot quieter with us, especially now your gran can't come.
Hmm. It's nice she's got so many friends in Bradford.
Oh, I think it's more to do with her new pastor.
Oh, yeah?
He seems to be relying on Mabel while he finds his feet.
Anyway, we don't have to have a quiet Christmas.
No, we'd be busy enough during the day.
No, I mean Christmas supper. That is, if you've remembered to invite Usha.
Usha? Well, no, I haven't.
But why not?
Well,
yeah, but if she's got something else planned, then fair enough. But if she hasn't...
You wouldn't mind.
What is there to mind?
What? I thought... Well, you know...
Dad, why don't you go around there and ask her now?
You go in the warm, Betty. I'll get the ollie. What's the matter, love? You cut yourself. Oh, what's up? What's the matter? You... Yes, you've got a real sweat on.
I thought it was... Heartburn.
Hey, no, catch your breath, love. Now hold on to me.
It's getting worse.
No, it's all right, let's get you in the house, eh?
Oh, my chest.
No, lean on me.
I can't breathe. No,
it's all right, love. Yeah, you take it easy.
Feels like he squeezed.
Well, try and breathe slow, yeah? Right, come on. We've got to get you inside. It's all right, love. Hang on.
Mike.
It's all right. Come on. Yeah. Look, I need an ambulance right now. I think my wife's having an heart attack.
I've been working on them since this morning.
Hey, that is one fantastic set of antlers.
It's a good job I had a large piece of sponge rubber to start with. I had to throw my first attempt away.
Can I...
Go ahead. Well, they haven't got a chin strap yet.
Oh. It's brilliant. I look like the monarch of the Glen.
I'll have it sewn on for tonight's rehearsal.
It's perfect for Rudolph.
Well, antlers aren't too bad, but I'm dreading Linda's giant song sheet.
Oh, yeah, for the audience to join in the last chorus.
I've no idea where to start.
Yeah, but isn't that more set than props?
Well, possibly, but Robert and Neil are completely swamped. Linda makes so many demands.
Yeah, she's not always the easiest director to work for.
So I said I'd do the song sheet myself.
Well, if you want to hand with it sometime, give us a shout.
Will do.
And the other thing I wanted to ask is, have you got any plans for Christmas Day?
No. Not especially.
Ah.
Well, David and Ruth have said I'm welcome at Brookfield, but...
You're not tempted?
Well, it feels like intruding. It's just them, Heather, and the children for once.
Well, why not have Christmas supper with us?
Us?
Me and Amy.
So Mabel isn't...
No, not this year. She's going to be busy in Bradford.
And I wouldn't be getting in the way?
Of course not.
You're sure?
That was Amy who suggested it. Though I'd like you there as well.
Then I'd love it.
Excellent.
Great.
I'd invite you to come round earlier, but I'm pretty tied up during the day.
Well, I'd heard vicars are quite busy at Christmas.
Yeah, it's not just the services. Amy and I go to the Elms for Christmas dinner.
Oh, the homeless centre in town?
Yeah, helping dish out food and presents. It's usually a great atmosphere there.
Well, does it beat feeling bloated in front of the telly all day?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in that case, is there any room for another volunteer?
Oh, come on, love. Look, they're here now. You're going to be all right.
Hi.
I don't want the woman on the phone, said I ain't moved her.
You've done really well to keep her wrapped up warm. And you are...
I'm Mike, her husband. Look, she's in awful pain.
OK, well, let's see how we can help, yeah? I'm Ken, and I'm a paramedic, and this is my colleague, Rob.
Right.
Can you tell me your name?
Betty Tucker.
OK, Betty, now, has anything like this happened to you before?
I twinge it.
Hey.
Nothing like this.
You never said.
Now, can you tell me where the pain is, Betty?
Chest. Here.
And when exactly did it start?
It's about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Betty, now, I know this isn't easy, but try and describe what it feels like. Try and tell me exactly what sort of pain it is.
Like being crushed.
She said it was like having a ton weight on her.
Okay, now, Betty, now, Rob and I are going to help you onto the trolley. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Come on, that's it, love.
Now, we're going to give you some oxygen. All right, now I need to put this mask on you.
Get the mask on, love.
Now, breathe in, Betty. That's it. Now, I know this is a horrible experience, but we're going to try and make things a lot easier for you as quickly as possible, yeah?
These guys know what they're doing, love.
Now, I'm going to lift your mask and give you a little spray just to start easing the pain.
That's got to be good, isn't it, love, eh?
Can you lift your tongue for me? Yeah. There we go. That's it. And I'm afraid I'm going to ask you to chew an aspirin as well. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's not very nice, but it is going to help, so...
Yeah, come on, that's it, buddy. You do what he says.
There we go, yeah. Now, just keep breathing normally, Rob. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty, now in a moment, we're going to move you into the ambulance. Now, once we've made you nice and comfortable, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, but it'll seem like we're coming at you from all angles for a few minutes, but we need to run some tests to work out the best way to help you, okay?
Yeah, look, I want to stay with her.
Of course you can, Mike. Yeah. Rob, let's go. Okay, yeah, feeling better already. Okay, now one last question. Now, you've not had a tooth out, or surgery, or a bad bump to the head in the last 4 weeks.
Here, look, can't we get moving?
I know you're worried, Mike.
We ought to have been halfway to the hospital by now.
The more help we can give your wife here, the better her chances of recovery will be. Now, Betty, our computer sent all the readings from your ECG and the other gizmos direct to the cardiac unit. Now, they're sending information back to us. It seems pretty clear you're having a heart attack, Betty.
We could have told you that.
And I had to ask all the questions to see if you're suitable to offer a clot-busting treatment, which I'm glad to say you are.
What's that?
It's a drug to dissolve the clot causing the heart attack. Now, if you want to have it, we'll give you some more pain relief and an anti-sickness drug as well. Now, it'll all go through this little vein in the back of your hand. Now, Betty, the only disadvantage is a slight risk of the clot buster causing internal bleeding. Now, that's why you have to decide whether you want it or not. Yeah?
I don't know if it stops you having
it. It has to be your decision, Betty. Mike can't decide for you.
What would you do?
Me? Well, I wouldn't think twice, to be honest. It's already saved a few lives in this ambulance.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this won't take long. Yeah? Really quick. There we go.
I'm scared. What was that, love?
I'm so scared.
Hey, now, don't be. It's going to be all right, I promise. It happens all the time, this kind of thing.
No,
you're not going to, love. No, of course you're not going to. No, I won't let you. These guys won't let you. Come on, Betty. Don't you think like that. You're going to be all right now. She's going to be all right, isn't she?
We're going to give you every possible chance, Betty. Now, one more, yeah? Now, this last drug is to stop the clot reforming.
They know exactly what they're doing. You're in good hands now, love.
Right. Swift and smooth to hospital. Rob, let's go.
Oh, come on, Betty. Keep fighting, love. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right.
David and Ruth still don't know about last night's emergency.
Go on, keep going. You're joining some mates.
Sorry.
It's all right, I managed on my own. Go on!
I didn't mean to be late.
It's okay. Moving a few calves into a group pen isn't exactly the hardest job in the world.
It was Linda's fault.
Oh, yeah. Go on!
She grabbed me while she was dropping off one of her parish council leaflets.
In you go!
Trying to persuade me we can still get to her election forum after Pip's concert tomorrow.
Oh, no chance, sadly.
That's what I told her. Any more to move?
Oh, the one down here's the last.
If she's not careful with this and the Christmas show, she's going to burn herself out by January the 12th. She's putting a real effort into getting elected.
Of course, she's not happy about Lillian scheduling an open house party at the same time. Go ahead!
All right, if we're done here, we'd better pick up the meat boxes.
All right, when are we due at Crowther's?
In about half an hour.
Oh, well, that just gives us time to pick up some stamps from the shop. Got a stack of forms to send.
We'll have to get them in Borchester.
Why?
There was a sign in the door when I dropped Pip off. The shop's closed till lunchtime.
Oh, what for?
I didn't see. Probably another problem with the freezer.
Well, at least there's some colour in your cheeks now.
Oh, I'm feeling ever so much better, Mike. More myself.
You look it, love.
That thing they gave me yesterday really helped.
What, the clot buster thing?
I can't tell you the difference it made.
I saw it for myself. By the time we got here, you were telling Ken you didn't need to stay in hospital.
Oh, I didn't say that, did I?
Pretty much.
Everything was so muddled, don't quite remember.
All you need to know is you're safe and well now.
Oh, such a relief when that pain stopped.
Yeah, well, those guys did a great job.
Yeah, well, I know I'm due some more tests, but I almost feel ready to go home.
Hold on, love. You've had a very nasty heart attack.
Dr. Simmons said it could have been a lot worse.
It was bad enough, thank you very much.
Oh, I know. Oh, Mike, it was awful.
And that's why you're going to let the hospital take care of you for a few days. I never want you going through that again.
You were great.
Oh, I was hopeless. I was completely panicked.
No, you didn't.
I didn't know what to do. I was so frightened.
If you hadn't been there...
I mean, as soon as the paramedic arrived, start telling them his job. Here, come on, let's get to the hospital. I mean, given half a chance, I'd have jumped in the front of the ambulance and driven it myself.
Oh, you were absolutely great.
There's Mum.
What, is that Roy back already?
Yeah. Oh, and look who's with him.
Oh, how How's Brenda got here so fast?
Mum, hi.
Oh, hello, love.
Can I?
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, just mind the leaves.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, it's lovely seeing you.
You got to Allerton in time?
Yeah, just as our train was pulling in.
Mm-hmm. Got the first one this morning. As it come last night, but by the time I picked up a message...
Oh, no, it's all right, love.
What's happened to you?
Nice axe work, Oliver.
Oh, thanks very much. Caroline's a demon for log fires.
I've left your meat pack by the front door.
Oh, do you want playing now? I don't think I've got my wallet with me.
No, any time you're passing.
Oh, thanks. It's just the weather for a good beef stew.
Yeah, it's quite a chill, isn't there?
Have you got time for a glass of something to ward it off?
Oh, thanks, but Ruth's in the van.
Well, she can come in too.
Well, we'd like to, but we've got another dozen boxes to deliver yet.
Oh, I'm glad it's going so well for you.
Well, that's the beauty of Christmas.
Afternoon, David.
Hi, Caroline.
Hey, you're back earlier than you thought, darling.
Yes, wasn't too much of a problem arranging cover for you.
Right, I'd better get on.
He phoned to say his mum's had a comfortable night.
Right. Hang on. Sorry, is something the matter with Betty?
Didn't you know?
She had a heart attack yesterday.
You're joking.
No.
What, a real proper heart attack?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, fortunately, Mike was with her. Got an ambulance straight away.
She's in the cardiac unit in Borchester now.
How is she?
Well, Royce says she's not in any pain. I don't really know anything else. He wasn't on the phone long.
Oh, how awful.
He came completely out of the blue.
Fortunately, Mike found her while it was happening.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll go and tell Ruth. Listen, if Roy gets in touch again, tell him how sorry we are, will you?
Will do.
Bye, David.
See ya.
Oh, how stupid of me. I assumed he knew.
Oh, word will soon get round.
Come on. I better fix you some lunch. Looks like the whole business has rather knocked you back.
Well, yes. Of course I'm worried about Betty. But it's not only that.
Huh?
Peggy's given me quite a shock as well.
I'll give him a few more minutes before going back. Brenda needs some time with your mum.
Sure. And you can finish your tea.
What? Oh, yeah.
You ought to eat something as well.
No appetite, Roy.
Have you had anything today?
I'll get some when we get home.
I thought Mum seemed, you know, say she's had a heart attack.
Should have seen her when it was happening.
Have the doctor said anything? Why it happened?
The only thing I picked up was her blood pressure. It turns out it was way too high.
Was it?
Well, we never knew. Your mum's always been... But you know what she's like. I'd no idea there was anything wrong.
But they reckon they've sorted it.
Oh, I don't know. It's not all going in properly yet.
No.
I was pleased about one thing Dr. Simmons said.
Well, what's that?
Well, they measured some enzymes or something in your mum's blood. At least they're coming down, which is a good sign, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, how long are they keeping her in for?
Well, I've still got stuff to do to her, but... If there's no further problems, they'll move her on to another ward tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, if everything goes to plan, she could be out before the weekend.
Oh. Well, let's hope so.
What have you told Phoebe?
Oh, only that Grandma's poorly, but she's going to get well again in no time.
Yeah, I hope so, Roy.
Of course she is. But loads of people have heart attacks these days and are fine afterwards.
There's no way she's going to go on working the way she has been. Oh, I won't allow it.
Well, yeah. She'll have to ease up for a while.
No, she's going to give up her jobs, full stop.
Who won't want to do that?
I'm not having her go back to the ball. All the smoke she must have breathed in over the years.
Well, that can't have helped.
And she knocks herself out of the shop. And everything she does at home, yet she don't ever stop. Oh,
come on, Dad.
I should have seen what was happening to her.
Well, that's how Mum is. She loves being busy.
I should have stopped her.
Look, you're both hard workers. It's in your nature.
It's my fault, Roy.
Of course it isn't. If you hadn't gone looking for Mum yesterday, things could have been an awful lot worse.
So it's only there.
The needle's in me hand in case they need to give me any more pain relief or whatever.
Right.
But they won't, because I'm much better now.
What are you like, Mum? Giving us all such a scare.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Couldn't sleep last night.
It's all right now, though, love.
I was lazy awake worrying. I called Dad at 5 o'clock this morning.
No wonder he looks so tired.
He was up. None of us could sleep properly.
I did. I was flat out. Hold me hand again. It's lovely having you here.
was in such a rush to get here. The ticket bloke must have thought I was mad. I was just gabbling so much.
Oh, you always did that when you were a little girl.
I know. I drove my teachers mad, didn't I?
Yeah, especially Miss Jenkins.
That's right. She made you come into school with me one day. Sorry.
Oh, you know, it's all right, love. You've had a shock, that's all.
I just hate seeing you like this.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, of course you are.
I mean it, Brenda. I promise I will be.
Got any use for a scotch and soda?
What an unnecessary question, Caroline. Mm, thanks.
I wasn't sure when you'd be coming back in.
Ah. Oh, that's perfect. I won't be much longer. I want to see that the girls are all right.
You've been out here quite a while.
Well, lining up a few jobs for Ed to do tomorrow. Were you getting lonely?
Fed up.
Yeah, well, I can't blame you.
Not that it does any good thinking about it.
Well, you're bound to. Grey Gables has been a big part of your life.
I can see why the Woodleys are selling, of course.
Well, yes.
Makes a lot of sense from Jack's point of view.
Well, it's been on the cards since his health started to go, isn't it?
But it's the speed with which they're putting it on the market.
Yeah, January does seem rather sudden.
Very.
Doesn't give you much time to decide if you want to stay on or not, does it?
I may not get the choice. Whoever buys it will probably want to bring their own people in.
Well, they'd be foolish not to keep you on.
Even if they wanted to. What if one of the big chains buys it?
Is that likely?
Oh, very, I should think. And they change the whole way we do things.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, they would, Oliver. They're all very centralised. Ian would be the first to leave if that happened.
Huh?
He won't put up with being told what foods he can and can't buy.
Would they really do that to the restaurant?
Oh, yeah. They cut costs, give the whole place a corporate makeover.
Well, it'd lose all its charm.
Of course it would. Wouldn't be Grey Gables anymore.
What a terrible waste.
I'm not going to stay to see that happen.
Well, no. I mean, you'd be better off moving.
Oh, in an ideal world.
What?
You and I put our piggy banks together and buy it ourselves.
Now there's a thought.
Not much of one. Unfortunately, our piggy banks are nowhere near big enough.
And that's all you want bringing in tomorrow?
That's all I need.
Well, if you're sure.
And thank Phoebe for the lovely card.
She was so proud of it. Had it ready to show me when I got in this afternoon.
Here, and you mustn't keep running in and out. You'll exhaust yourself.
Oi, what's more important than seeing you, eh? Nothing.
What are you doing about the milk round?
Stan Gates is doing mine and his for a few days. Oh. So don't worry.
Do you know what they're doing in the shop?
Forget about it.
Oh, no.
Look, it's all right. They've got Paul from Darrington in to do the post office.
Yeah, I thought they would.
Amy, Susan and Peggy are doing the rest.
Yeah, what about Emma?
Emma Grundy?
Well, she asked me for a few hours' work. She could help if they're stuck.
Well, I'm sure they're on it already.
Yeah, she was very keen.
Well, I'll make sure Peggy knows.
Please. And have you told Linda?
Not yet.
But she needs to know for the Christmas show.
Betty, why do you think you got taken poorly in the first place?
But we're letting her down.
We're doing no such thing.
Mark.
I'll ring her tonight.
Oh, you must.
They'll cope without us. The shop's running like clockwork. Ailey and Roy got the house spotless, so stop worrying, love.
Well, as long as everything's all right.
I mean it, Betty. I don't want you fretting.
Well, I'm not.
You're to forget everything. I know people say, like, this is my other half, but that's what you are to me, sweetheart. My other half.
Oh, Mike.
We belong together.
Yeah, of course we do.
So do what the doctors tell you.
Oh, I will.
Take your medicine, have a good night's sleep, and keep on getting better.
I'm going to.
Good. Because I love you with all my heart. And I want you back home with me.
Ed's in a hurry with the slurry.
Yeah?
I've almost finished jetting the scraper off.
Good.
So if you've got 5 minutes?
Oh, what for?
Well, that damaged feeder.
Oh, well.
You were going to help me set up the welding gear?
Well, there's no real rush here. We won't need it for months.
Well, I thought that was the idea, get all the jobs done while the stock's inside.
Yes, yes.
And I've got time before it gets dark.
It won't keep till tomorrow, will it?
Well...
Only I've got my hands rather full at the moment.
Okay, you got the boss?
Thanks.
More phone calls to make?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, whenever I've looked in today, you've been gossiping or on the net.
Oh, chasing out one or two pieces of information, that's all.
That's all right, I know what's going on.
Do you?
Getting too soft for outdoor work at this time of year. Oh, I can't blame you at your age.
Watch it, Ed. I'll soon show you a thing or two about real work when I've got the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Only for 4 hours.
Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, from 2 till 6.
That'd be perfect. Mum, Will's got Georgie then.
Well, that's why I suggested it to Peggy.
And she's all right about it?
Yeah, well, she seemed very relieved. Amy's doing her best, but there's only so many hours she can come in for.
And I guess you can't do much more.
Not we've been at the Laurel so much of the time. Oh, dear. Is he waking up?
I don't think so. He only went down a few minutes ago.
And Peggy's going in herself, of course. I don't think she enjoys it.
No?
No. Too worried about leaving Jack on his own for too long.
Oh, yeah.
So when it rang, she said yes straight away.
Oh, thanks.
It won't pay much, I'm afraid.
Oh, anything helps, and I've got plenty of experience with the till from Jack's.
Well, all the same, I promised Peggy I'd go in with you sometime before you start, you know, to show you what's what.
All right.
So how about tomorrow evening?
Fine.
You won't need to cash up, so it's all straightforward.
Oh, it'd be great, just doing something.
At least it'll get you out the caravan for a while.
Though, I wish it wasn't because of what's happened to Betty.
Oh, yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
She's been so good to me and Ed lately. Everyone else has been having a right go at us, but she's been great.
Mike says she's making a good recovery.
Is she?
Yeah. Could be home in a couple of days.
Oh, that soon?
Well, that's what he's hoping. I don't know if she'll ever go back to the shop, though.
Are you serious?
Mike says she's really been overdoing it. Blames himself for not stopping
You want to be careful as well, Mum. We don't want anything happening to you.
Me? I'm as fit as a fiddle.
Oh, you soon won't be with all the hours you're putting in.
Well, at least I don't have to hand out dinners at the Laurels anymore.
Oh, have they taken someone on?
Yeah, that's how I got away a little early. Zofia, they call her.
Mm, Zofia.
Polish. Quite nice, but very young. And no experience of care work at all.
How did she get the job, then?
Oh, they're that desperate for staff, they'll take on anyone. Anyway, love, if you're happy about Thursday...
Yeah.
Yeah, I promised Peggy I'd do an extra hour this afternoon.
Mum?
What, love?
What's happening on Christmas Day?
Oh.
I've been planning it out for me, Ed and Georgie. But I need to know what we're doing for dinner.
Yeah. I was talking to your dad about that this morning.
And?
Oh, Lord. Not ready yet.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lillian.
When you've got a PA, I'll be able to make an appointment, won't I?
I thought you were the next candidate.
Oh, I'm only here for a minute, darling. The girls outside said you were between interviews.
Girls?
Oh, sorry, not very PC of me. The female applicants.
Are you referring to the knitting circle in the lobby?
Oh, now that's not very fair.
Oh, come on, Lily, it's like God's waiting room in there.
I don't know what you mean.
I should never have let you anywhere near the applications.
Why not?
I'm looking for a PA with personality and... pizzazz.
Yes, well, I mean, any one of them would be ideal.
Oh, yeah, if I was running a home for lost kittens, maybe, but otherwise, Frank...
Well, what is wrong with them?
Well, they're all so genteel.
That's hardly a fault.
Not as they're getting on a bit after them.
Shh. You know, you can be hauled up in front of tribunals for talking like that.
Look, it projects the wrong sort of image.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. There's no spark in any of them.
Your clients will be impressed that you value maturity and ability over mere surface gloss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very reassuring, Pusscat. Now, look. Now you've checked
but
up on me,
would
you...
that's not why I'm here, Tiger. Do you know, I'd completely forgotten you were interviewing today.
Oh, had you?
Yes, I'm only in town to buy a few more nibbles for tonight's open house.
There aren't any delicatessens around here.
Well, I had to call in because I can't remember if it's the pâté with cranberries...
Oh, Lillian, please.
...or the one with pine nuts. Oh, well, why don't I buy some of both?
Yes, why don't you?
Just off Tiger. Oh, Linda cornered me about our party.
Did she?
Absolutely livid we're having it at the same time as her election question and answer forum.
Well, fancy that.
I don't know why, but she won't accept. It's simply an unfortunate coincidence. Got the message, darling. I know you can't wait to see the next one. I'll send her in, shall I?
If it was only up to me...
Then don't let Dad decide.
I argued every which way, honestly, I
did. He can't just say no.
Like I said, he's happy for you and George to come home.
No.
In fact, he'd love you to do that. We both would.
Spend the day at Ambridge View without Ed. No way.
Oh, Emma, I know it's not ideal.
Splitting us up at Christmas. Of course it isn't.
Only for the meal. You can spend time with Ed later.
And what's he meant to do while me and George are enjoying ourselves? Sitting here on his own?
It might work out.
Well, some first Christmas together.
Well, Oliver will want him some other day, feeding the stock.
Mum, I am not having Christmas dinner without Ed.
Oh, God, now look. I feel awful about it.
It's all right, Georgie. Come on, it's all right.
But you must see how awkward it is for your father.
He's been as stupid and selfish as Eddie.
Well, you can't expect to go to the Grundys, not if we're all
sitting. I don't. I thought I could allow my own family to have us. Well, I was wrong, wasn't I?
Don't get agitated. It's only setting him off. Look, do you want me to take
No, it? He's all right, aren't you, Georgie? Yes, you are.
I wasn't going to say anything until I'd had another try, but there's no real chance of your dad changing his mind.
He's been so unfair. And now Will says he wants George for Christmas Day.
Does he?
He thinks paying a scrap of maintenance will entitle him to whatever he wants. Oh, but he's not having him.
Look, if you don't want to have dinner with us, at least come over for an hour when Ed's helping Oliver out.
No. We're not going anywhere separately on Christmas Day.
You all right?
Hiya. You had a good day?
Oh, that's not bad. Hello, Susan.
Good afternoon, Ed. I'm not stopping.
No, really, you can if you want. Let's get these out of the way.
What's in them?
Oh, give me Georgie, Em.
He's a bit whingy this afternoon.
Is he? Hello, Georgie. What's the matter?
I'd better get to work.
Were you two nattering about when I came in? That sounded important.
Oh, no.
No, I don't need come to tell Emma about a few hours going at the shop.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, right.
So, what's in them feed sacks?
So, have you taken a sudden interest in the washing machine, Matt?
Yeah, not really, no.
Surprised you know where our utility room is.
Yeah, I just came in for 5 minutes. Peace and quiet.
It's a pretty good crowd, isn't it?
Well, I didn't expect virtually the whole of Grange Spinney to turn up, you know.
It's so nice to see them taking such an interest in their local community.
They're not bothered about the parish council.
No? Perhaps it's the wine.
No, it's their chance to buttonhole me, isn't it?
Yeah, you do seem very popular through there.
Yeah, I've had the McWilliams, the Thompsons. The bloke whose hair looks like it was cut with a tin opener.
Oh, is it Barry someone?
Yeah, that's him. All of them chuntering on about drains and flashings and build quality.
If they've got any complaints, why don't they go through the office?
Because they think it's more effective to sidle up at a party as though they're my new best mate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm starting to have second thoughts about you standing for the parish council, Lillian.
Oh, darling, it'll be such fun.
Not if it means having to put up with this kind of nonsense all the time.
Oh, come on, Tiger, you're only growly because you didn't appoint a PA this afternoon.
Don't you start me on that again.
You know, maybe you should forget the whole thing for a while. You manage without one.
Ah, I wonder where you two were.
Have you come to complain about drains, Oliver?
Would you like me to?
No, not particularly.
I wanted to compliment you both on a very nice bread.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
Caroline's keen to know where you get the patty with the pine nuts from.
Oh, that's Lillian's department,
isn't
it?
Well, I'll be sure to tell her.
Well, with all the food and drink you've laid on, it's no wonder Linda's forum isn't doing very well.
Oh, isn't it?
Well, not according to Mr. Booth.
Ah.
He's come straight from the village hall. Says there were only three of them there.
Oh, that many, eh?
Himself, Jean Harvey and Linda.
I hope she doesn't blame me. Now, I'd better go and press the flesh, as it were.
Yeah. Look, I'll join you in a second. If I can avoid the tin opener man.
Who?
The bloke with the haircut.
Oh, yeah, Barry something?
That's the one, yeah.
Look, before you rejoin the throng, Matt.
Yeah?
Well, the other day, a friend of mine happened to ask about commercial property prices in Borsetshire.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really keep my eye on that sort of thing, but with you having a professional interest...
Yeah, I tend to know which way the wind's blowing.
Well, that's what I thought. So, what's your view of the market at the moment?
Keep hold till I get the wire around it.
It will look rubbish.
No, it won't. There.
That's it.
Brilliant. A big hazel twig in a circle. Very Christmassy.
Oh, it'll look all right when we put some holly on and a bit of ivy.
You don't have to use the stuff Grandad got us.
No, we want to make a proper Christmas wreath. It was so kind of him to collect everything for us.
Yeah, the mistletoe's all right, I suppose.
We'll make the place look real traditional. Right, I'll start the wreath with some ivy.
I'd much rather have a Christmas tree.
Well, you said they were way too expensive in town.
Yeah, it wouldn't leave as much of George's presents, I suppose.
Anyway, I'd rather use what your granddad got. At least he's sticking by us.
Well, the prices will come down by next week if we wait long enough. Well,
make yourself useful, Ed. Put the mistletoe up.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, we should have some more money by next week as well.
What, from you doing the shop?
And Will's maintenance.
I still don't reckon we need that.
Shh, look, don't wait, Georgie.
Well, I don't.
Ed, we've been right through this. It's not for us, it's for George.
Yeah, but...
And it won't be that much.
Is it all right up here?
Yeah. We'll only be giving us about 30 quid.
But all the same, I want to look after you both.
And you will, Ed, eventually. But we want George to have a great Christmas, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do. I want it to be really special for all of us.
It will be.
Well, even though our families don't want us.
It doesn't matter. We got each other, haven't we?
Yeah.
You stay right there.
Well, under the mistletoe? Okay.
You, me and Georgie. We don't need anyone else, do we?
No.
So what if it's us against the world?
Feathers are flying.
Two more for plucking.
Joe, the door.
Me?
That draft could slice bacon.
Oh,
Do you want to swap over yet, Grandad?
Oh, no, I'm all right with you.
Well, I'll take those.
Don't seem right, me plucking the birds. Sat in here.
Oh, me and Eddie's happy in the face, eh? It's warm work catching and killing them.
I wouldn't call it exactly comfortable in here. His plastic sheeting stinks to high heaven.
Well, at least he's keeping the shed clean for the cider club.
I dread to think where Eddie got it from.
These two are ready to hook up when you go back out.
Oh, the plucked birds look pretty as a picture hanging in the container. Oh. Very festive.
How many more to go?
Let's see. One, two... Oh,
roughly.
No more than half a dozen. Oh. We'll be finished soon enough.
Right. Oh, do you want to get off then, William? I'll do the rest, love.
Nah, I'll stay till we're done. Your fingers are turning blue.
Well, you don't have to. It's good of you to take so much time off work as it is.
Nah, it's all right. As long as I can get around the feeders before dark.
Yeah, of course you can.
Am I still all right eating with you?
Yeah, you'd better. I forgot your dad's going out tonight and I've made a pan full.
Suits me.
Don't you want an hour or two to yourself first?
No point. I'd only be miserable without George.
Well, best to stay busy then.
I can't believe she won't let me have him on Christmas Day.
What, she weren't even willing to discuss it?
No. I'm not going to let her get away with it.
Look, I can understand why you're so annoyed.
And does she really think I'm not going to see my own son at Christmas? No chance.
Listen, but you weren't going to, well, you know, do tit for tat with the money she's asking for.
Well, hold it back?
Yeah. Only if you do, it'll mean the child support people getting dragged in and that won't help.
Oh, no, I'm going to pay up.
Oh, good, that's sensible.
No, that money's for George, not her or Ed. And I'd do anything for him.
It's very kind of you to call in, Alan.
Oh, not at all. I'd have visited sooner, but Mike said it was only family up to now.
Oh, that's right, it was, while I was in the cardiac unit.
So is moving you here a good sign?
Oh, must be. I'm feeling ever so much better than I was, then.
You definitely sound as though you're on the mend.
I am. I can't wait to get home.
When's that likely to happen?
Well, they're talking about tomorrow.
That's good.
And that'll stop poor Mike wearing himself out. He's in and out 2-3 times every day.
I saw him earlier. He's so keen to have you home.
Oh, it's been marvellous. So's everyone. Roy and Hayley keep calling in, and Brenda.
Well, it's been quite a shock for them, you know.
Trust me to be a nuisance.
You're no such thing. You know, a lot of people are very concerned about you, Betty.
Oh, well, they shouldn't be.
When I said I was coming here, everyone wanted me to pass on their love, their prayers and best wishes.
Well, you get that when you work in the shop. Everyone knows you.
But it's not just the shop. At the last rehearsal, you were all that anyone was talking about.
Oh, I do wish I wasn't letting Linda down so badly.
Of course you're not. She says you to forget everything except getting yourself well again.
Oh, and that's what I intend doing. I've got that many medicines to take, I'll rattle like a pill bottle.
It doesn't matter, though, does it, if it does the job?
Well, I'm determined to beat this silly blood pressure of mine.
Oh, was that the problem?
Yeah, a big part of it, Dr. Simmons said. And from now on, I'm going to take better care of myself.
Good.
And what's happened is... well, it's made me realise I'm not ready to go yet.
Made you take stock?
Yeah. I've been talking it over with Mike. So scared on Sunday.
I'm dying.
Oh, I was really frightened. But there's too much left to live for. I want to see Phoebe grow up, and Roy and Haley have their own children, and Brenda too one day. Don't say that to them, though.
You don't want to frighten them off.
And I want to spend more time with Mike. You know, proper time.
Yeah, not dashing past each other on the way to work.
Oh, we were talking about it this morning. Daydreaming, really. Things we still want to do.
Like what?
Well, we'd both love to go on a cruise, you know, a nice one, maybe to Greece.
Oh, that's a fabulous place.
One of those ones where you can dance on board and dress up smart, see the sights. Don't suppose we ever will, though.
At last, he's turning off.
We're still going to be late.
My fault. I should have picked you up sooner.
Oh, I'm not getting at you, Usha. It's a stupid time to have a rehearsal.
Now, Linda does seem more concerned with suiting herself than the cast.
Too right. But giving me a lift's a big help, thanks.
It's easy enough to do.
Yeah, it saves Dad having to detour from his hospital visit to pick me up.
How's Rudolph coming along?
You'll see when we get there.
As long as the antlers don't fly off his head while you're doing the talking part.
They won't. Oh, by the way, no socks.
Socks?
Yeah, and steer clear from the comedy t-shirts.
Right.
You'd be amazed how many parishioners think it's a good idea to get him one at Christmas.
Ah.
And they're always so unfunny.
Okay, no socks, no funny t-shirts.
You know what I think Dad'd really like for Christmas?
No.
A good, thick, woolly hat. Black or dark blue.
You're serious?
Well, yeah, he's always moaning about the tips of his ears getting cold.
Oh, thanks. I wasn't sure what to get him.
Yeah, and you can stick in a packet of chocolate Brazils if you like. He's mad about them.
Right. Chocolate Brazils and a woolly hat.
But no baubles.
No. Obviously. No baubles.
Well, Adam says he's happy to.
That's the sort of clone, isn't
it? Yeah, he'll take care of the birds Christmas morning, no problem.
Oh,
that's good of him.
Yeah, it means I can pick George up from the caravan first thing.
Now, careful with that, Joe.
Then I'll bring him straight here for the rest of Christmas Day. Oh, we'll have a great time.
Yeah, I thought Emma wasn't going to allow it.
Well, it doesn't matter what she says.
Oh, yes, it does, William.
Go.
I know you're annoyed about it, but you've got to negotiate.
Well, you always do that. I got too much, no?
Well, it's her who won't talk about it.
Your mother's late, William. You and Emma have got to come to an agreement about Christmas.
Oh, it's a waste of time trying. She won't even listen, so I'm not going to bother.
If you won't talk to her again, she ain't likely to change her mind.
Well, she'll have to. She can't be serious about keeping George stuck in a tin can all day.
Caravan's no place for a babby at Christmas.
Yeah, from what I've heard, they've got nowhere else to go.
All the same, you can't...
What's the matter, Mum? Don't you want George here?
Well, of course I do, but you've
then
got
tell
to
her what's happening when you drop this round.
Oh, right. See what I can do to smooth things out.
I'm having George on Christmas Day. It's as simple as that.
Is that what you're paying each week from now on?
As maintenance, yeah.
That's quite a chunk out your wages.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you take one of them back and I reckon I got enough backy money yet.
Oh, no, it's all right, Joe.
Thanks, Grandad. Put your money away.
Well, I don't mind helping.
Go on, put it away.
You don't want to be too proud, will you? You want to notice it? Week in, week out?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm not like Ed. I want to pay for my responsibilities.
Oh, dear.
Why does she have to take the call now?
Yeah, it could be Steven Spielberg, seeing if she's free to direct his next movie.
Hmm, I was all psyched up for going on stage again.
Well, the antlers look great, though I say so myself.
I think it's the way I wear them, actually. I've got a natural antlery sort of grace.
Do you know how long she's going to be?
Linda, probably quite a while. The call sounded complicated.
Mm, great.
So, why don't you have another go at the crosstalk before you go back on?
Well, we did get in a tangle first time round, didn't we?
You did.
Hey, it wasn't my fault. I blame the props lady, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, all right, we might as well make use of the time. Let's take it from You'll Go Down in History.
Yeah, then we stop singing. Yeah. I produce a reporter's microphone.
Which I'll have ready for you, thank I you. Promise.
And then... excuse me, Rudolph?
Yes, dear.
Is it true you're a snow deer?
No, dear. No snow deer. There are no snow deer here, dear.
Are you a sun deer?
A sun deer? Not one deer. There's no fun in sun deer.
An ice deer?
An ice deer? That's nice, dear. I won't tell you twice, dear. I'm no high deer or low deer, sun deer or snow deer.
Then what are you?
I'm, and bag on cue, in come the tinies.
The big song sheet unrolls.
And the whole audience goes wild with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, I head to the bar.
That was a lot better.
Well, we must have been absolutely atrocious earlier, then.
Oh, come on, Linda. She's still busy gossiping.
No, I doubt if it's gossip. I think it was Derek Fletcher calling.
Mm. Oh, great. Then we'll be ages.
Well, you've got to feel sorry for her. First, she has to fill in the gap left by Mike and Betty.
Yeah, that's true. And then deal with him.
Well, never mind. She's got Rudolph waiting to cheer her up when she's ready.
No sense worrying when it might turn out better than you think.
I don't see how.
Often the best Christmases is the ones you went looking forward to.
Leave them to dry.
Oh, no, he wants to help.
Oh, there ain't no way William and Emma's going to see eye to eye over Christmas Day.
Well, it's only natural for the lad to want his son then.
And he should have him, some of the time.
Yeah, then I can never remember where this goes.
Oh, put everything on the table. I'll put it away later.
Ah, right, you are.
No, whether William likes it or not, our Edward's part of what's going on as well now, and he should have some say.
Speaks well for him, the way he still cares for the banter.
That's what Eddie don't see. All right, Edward's got himself in a mess, but he's not running away.
No. Put his heart in the wrong place, that's all. Mm. There's still some sauce on this one.
Aye? Oh, sorry. Eddie ain't even willing to listen.
Thinking it very hard, isn't he?
I thought, you know, what with Christmas. Now I've given up hoping. Looks like he's trying to forget Edward even exists.
Yeah, that's why it's up to you and me, Clarina.
Oh, I know you've been doing your best.
Yeah, well, I talk to both of them whenever I can. They're both my grandsons.
Yeah, I'm glad you've been seeing Edward.
Him and William, they're part of the same family, no matter what's happened. Nothing can change that.
And that's what Eddie don't get. Edward's still our son.
If he keeps on talking, we might find a way through sooner or later.
Oh, I can't see it, Joe.
Oh, well, I know it's awful dark now.
Pitch black.
Oh, but it can't last forever.
Can't it?
And don't forget there's folks in the village facing worse problems than us this Christmas. Well, at least we've got our else.
Oh, yeah, I feel so sorry for them at Lower Loxley. And poor Betty. Yeah.
Looked as right as ninepence last time I saw her. They were all families on edge.
It's dreadful, of course it is, but when I called in at Willow Farm last night... Oh, I don't know.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. No, it's just the way they was. Hayley and Roy ain't going to Birmingham for Christmas no more.
Oh, well, they want to keep an eye on their mum, wouldn't
they? Yeah, and Brenda were there writing out cards. It's like they're all really pulling together to help each other.
Well, you have to with something like that.
But with us, oh, it's the exact opposite. We hit trouble and suddenly the old family falls apart.
What are Roy and Hayley looking forward to?
Thieves, meant to be upstairs, letting your Auntie Brenda smarten you up.
Well, you want to look nice when Grandad brings Nana home, don't you?
All right.
Yeah, good girl. Oh, she'll be here soon.
What do you think? Does that look all right?
Yeah,
What?
You don't think it's a bit OTT?
Oh, too much poly around the mirror.
Well, there's more the pine cones.
We'd be so proud of them. We spent hours spraying.
Well, if we put some in the hall, the rest of the Get Well cards can go on the mantelpiece.
Oh, don't tell me there's any more.
Well, there's a nice one from Phil and Jill. Wondering when they can call in.
Let's see. Can you take the cones?
Yeah. And the other one's from the Grundys. Clary came round at lunchtime, wondering if there's anything she can do.
Oh, people have been so kind.
She looked like she's got enough of troubles of her own without worrying about us.
Did she say anything?
No, but it's written all over her face.
Right, let's get them up with the others.
Well, I reckon Mum's going to love all the lights.
Brenda's done a brilliant job with the tree.
No, and you?
Oh, I don't know how relieved I am.
About what?
Well, your Mum coming home.
Too right.
I wonder if anything... Well, things had gone wrong.
Yeah.
I felt so guilty.
Hayley.
Well, I should have cut the holly at the weekend, like I've said.
Yeah, it would only have happened to her somewhere else.
Oh, and I was so snappy with her.
No, you weren't.
Oh, you weren't there.
No, I was there when you apologised in hospital, and she said there was nothing to be sorry for.
Mm, that's just your mum.
Look, we've all taken her for granted sometimes. I mean, I know I have.
Well, I'm going to be a lot more careful in future.
Yeah, well, we all are. Dad swears he's never going to grumble about the milk round again to her.
And we're going to have an absolutely fantastic Christmas.
Yeah. She ain't going to lift a finger.
Got everything we need for two Christmas dinners.
Are your parents still okay about us not going to Birmingham?
Oh, completely. Oh, if we can get over a couple of hours on Boxing Day, fine.
Yeah, we should be able to.
Oh, if we're needed here, I fully understand.
Oh, that's great.
Or they'll try and come here themselves.
Oh. Dad reckon he'd have Mum back in about a quarter of an hour. Is anything left to do?
If I look round the kitchen, can you run a duster over the top of the telly?
Yeah, sure. Where do you want the extra cones?
Anywhere. I'll sort them out in a bit.
Is she here yet?
Is the rehearsal finally over, Linda?
Well...
You've cut it very fine.
Oh, we are barely a week away from the first performance, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm afraid the events team need access in a few minutes.
I know you've the staff party to perform.
Well, that was the agreement. You could have the ballroom for a couple of hours as long as you left on time.
And it's been very beneficial.
Well, good.
We simply couldn't have rehearsed in the village hall with the set being revamped around us.
Well, I'm glad we've helped, but
now... I just wondered...
What?
Well, if I can't stay in here... Is there another room I could possibly use for an hour or so?
Your cast's gone home.
Ah, yes, I know, but I'm expecting a new arrival at any minute.
Oh?
A late addition to the bill, as it were.
And who's that?
Derek Fletcher.
Derek?
Well, he wasn't sure if he could join us for the main rehearsal, but I promised to give him some one-to-one direction if he came afterwards, and...
Derek's taking part in the show?
Yes.
But he's the most miserable man in Borsetshire.
Well... In some respects, yes. In others, simply misunderstood.
What on earth's he going to do?
Well, when he phoned yesterday to complain about the parking arrangements for the show...
Oh, yeah, now that's more like him.
He insisted that he had nothing against village entertainments as such, and happened to let slip that as a youngster, he used to play the spoons.
No.
Yes. So I worked on his better nature.
You must be the first person who's ever found it.
I told Derek about predicament and I'm afraid applied rather a lot of flattery.
I bet.
And finally persuaded him to join our merry little band.
Derek Fletcher playing the spoons. Well, that has to be worth seeing.
Well, I'm hoping it'll provide a nice change of pace and tone after Hayley's tiny tots.
It'll certainly be a contrast.
It was very reasonable when I explained the problem poor Betty dropping out has created.
Oh, yes, that must leave quite a gap.
She and Mike are two of our most talented performers.
She's coming out of hospital today, isn't she?
I know. That's why Hayley's had to miss the rehearsal.
She won't make the staff party either. And she's always so good at getting everyone going.
So, I wondered, Elizabeth, is there some quiet little spot I can take Derek to rehearse?
Here you are then, love.
Hmm? Oh, look! Oh, it's beautiful!
Well, Ailey and Brenda did most of the decorations.
And me!
Oh, you've done a lovely job, Phoebe. Yeah.
She did all the spray painting.
Yeah, she's a right little artist.
Oh, and the Christmas tree.
Yeah, won't drop no needles or nothing, I made sure.
Oh, it's all so lovely. Oh.
Hey.
Sorry.
It's all right, love.
Phoebs, do you want to help Auntie Brenda with the tea?
Yeah, go on. Oh, and get the flowers.
Which ones?
Brenda will show you.
Mm. All right.
How stupid of me.
Oh, of course it isn't.
Oh, I was thinking, when it happened, I didn't know if I'd ever be coming back in here.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah. Come on, sit down, love.
Oh, doesn't the tree look smashing?
You seen all the cards that have come for you?
Yeah, I'll go through them tomorrow.
And if you want anything, Mum, just ask.
Oh, well, it's so lovely to be home. I don't want anything. Except a cup of tea.
Well, Brenda will have that ready in a minute.
Here you go, Nana.
I'll take those feature trailing them. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, Phoebe, are those for me?
Yes.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
You brought the wrong ones, Phoebs. Oh. Those aren't ours, they're from Emma.
Oh, Emma brought them for me.
Came round an hour ago.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, damn. We forgot to get any of those, what's those plants you like, Mum? Christmas one.
Poinsettias?
Yeah, I was going to buy some.
Oh, it don't matter. Everything's lovely as it is.
Come on, Phoebs. We'll go and find our flowers. Do you want some tea as well, Mike?
Mike?
No. It's all right. I'm just so happy.
Nigel's obviously enjoying himself.
Still here, Linda?
About to go home. What exactly is he doing?
Pushing a pineapple, I think.
He's got everyone following his lead.
He's very good at that sort of thing. I'm just glad he's managing to enjoy himself.
Oh, yes. Well, haven't your events team done well? The ballroom's completely transformed.
How did you get on with Derek?
Oh, hardly box office dynamite. But there's a certain novelty value to what he's doing.
But I'm sure he'll go down a storm with the audience.
Of course, he may improve with practice. Which is why I was wondering about Saturday.
Oh, yes?
Well, Robert rang a few moments ago. They're still having trouble with the revolving snowman.
What?
The snowman who spins round while Haley's little ones sing Frosty. Except it doesn't spin, he topples.
Oh, shame.
Well, Robert and Neil got way behind with the rest of the set trying to rectify him, and they need to spend Saturday finishing it all off.
So you want another rehearsal here?
I know, it's an imposition.
It is, rather. It's a good job we haven't got another booking.
Oh, it'll be the very last one, I promise.
All right, then. I know Nigel won't mind.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Well, it's time I was... What's the matter with Titcomb?
I wish I knew. He hasn't shifted from that spot in over half an hour.
One doesn't like to cast aspersions, but you don't think too much ginger wine?
Oh, no, he's not a drinker.
He was very odd rehearsing his magic act with Mrs. Pugsley earlier, grinning inanely throughout.
He keeps peering round as though he's lost something.
I wonder what he's looking for.
Whatever it is, I wish he'd move away. No one else can get near the mistletoe with him there.
Mike?
Hmm? Oh, aren't you asleep yet?
No.
You've been up here for ages.
No. What are you doing?
Just getting some clothes out for tomorrow.
Put the light on.
That's okay. I remember to leave my pyjamas out before you come up. I just forgot about these, though.
Are you coming to bed?
Thought it best if I keep on the sofa tonight.
Why?
Well, first night back, let you settle in.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
And I don't want to wake you when I get up.
Thought Stan was covering the milk round.
Yeah, he is, but I'm settling the weekly bills, so I need to get up fairly sharpish.
Oh, don't be silly. Get into bed.
You need a proper night's sleep.
Well, I won't get one on my own. The bed feels empty without you.
Huh. You sure?
Yeah. That's why I didn't like nights in the hospital. Got lonely.
Right. I'll try and be as quiet as possible in the morning.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It'll give me time to get up and get ready before the doctor comes.
Oh. Have you taken everything you're supposed to?
Yes, and I got me spray by the bed, just in case.
That's good.
Well, you don't have to stay right on the edge. You were going to give me a good night kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Put your arms around me, Mike.
Is that all right?
Oh, I haven't had surgery. There's no stitches to worry about.
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, that's better. That's what I've been missing.
Yeah, me too.
You do get a bit used to someone after 33 years, don't you?
Yeah, just a bit. I've been lost on my own these last few days.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't used to be so keen on marriage.
Of course I was.
You were in no hurry to tie the knot.
Well, yeah. Didn't know how good it was going to be then, did I?
As for having children...
Yeah, right, fair point. You know, all the important things, the really important things, you've always been right about them.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, no, you have. That's what I said I can't do without you.
Well, you don't have to now.
You know I love you, Betty.
Oh, and I love you. Mm. Oh, and we've got a lot more good times ahead of us.
Yeah, of course we have.
I've been thinking about Greece.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sandy beaches, bit of sightseeing, then back on the ship for dinner and dancing.
Sounds all right to me.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
We'll do it in all one day, love.
Oh, doesn't matter if it's only a dream.
No. No, no, we'll do it all right. As long as you take care of yourself.
Oh, I'm going to.
So, when you got to go back to the cardiologist?
About 4 weeks.
Well, you're to do whatever he tells you. If he says surgery's best in the long run, that's what we do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but this is the best medicine. Mm. Being where I belong. With the family. Your arms round me.
Here, I won't have to wear a penguin suit, will I?
Eh?
On this cruise.
No.
Oh, good. Don't like being too formal.
Uh-oh. You just be yourself, Mike. That'll do for me.
Lillian's got a lot at stake.
Anywhere on the table, David.
Right. Fillet, sirloin. Yeah, pretty well everything except rolled rib.
Oh, well, I shan't miss that.
But, if you ever want our beef in future, Lillian, it's best to order early.
I didn't think of it till last night.
You were lucky we still had some left.
I hadn't realised your Herefords were in such demand.
Hey, this is the only pack not spoken for. We were going to split it with Mum and Dad.
Oh, sorry, now I've pinched it.
No, no, happy to take your business. But that's where the rolled rib's gone.
Well, I can assure you the sacrifice is worth it.
Oh, yes?
I'm not a great one for crouching over a cooker, but if sirloin steak helps cheer Matt up...
Oh, what's the matter with him?
He's had a very disappointing week. A series of complaints from ungrateful buyers.
Oh, what, the people from Grange Spinney?
And then he wasted hours trying to appoint a personal assistant. No one remotely suitable came forward.
Well, the sirloin with a good red wine should do the trick.
Hope so. And that's not all I've got in mind for him. I had an inspired idea earlier.
God, I meant to be back before Dr. Tate left.
It doesn't matter, Mike.
Well, how did it go?
Fine.
She was quite pleased, wasn't she, Mum?
Yes, seemed to be. Oh. She was very helpful.
She's given Mum some good advice on diet and avoiding stress.
Oh, well, we're going to do that all right.
And there's some exercises I'm meant to do.
Hey? Are you all right to do exercises?
Gentle ones.
To help build her heart up.
Oh.
But she says I'm going to feel tired for quite some time and I'm to listen to me body.
You just take as much rest as you need.
Yeah, too right.
How did you get on, love?
Oh, you know, folks with the biggest bills happen to be out as usual, but otherwise...
Oh, I get it.
Look, if it's someone to see your mum, she ain't ready for visitors.
I don't mind, Mike.
It's all right. I think I know who it is.
There's such a thing as being too polite, you know.
I probably won't want to stay long.
Hi.
Hiya. Come in.
We're going to have to be very strict about what you can and can't do from now on.
You sound just like Dr. Tate.
Whoa.
I'm not allowed much of a Christmas dinner.
Oh.
Hi, Betty. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, well, she's quite tired, actually.
Mike.
It's all right. He's come to catch up with me. We made it last night.
Yeah, we won't disturb you. But Mum and Dad send their best wishes, and Helen.
And will you thank them for the lovely card?
Sure.
Should we go into the kitchen?
Oh, look, there's no need, love.
Hey, what are you doing, love?
I'm going to act on doctor's orders.
Hey? Oh,
You two come in here.
No, Mum is
well,
all right.
I'm going to go upstairs. I hope you don't think I'm being rude, Tom.
Oh, no, no, you do whatever.
You're going to get your head down, yeah, love?
Just for a little while, I fancy a nap.
That's a good idea.
So if you want to chase up those bills...
Oh, don't have to do that today.
You might as well.
Oh, is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Tom, let's have a bit of comfort and stay in here.
Yeah, suits me. It's a nice change to be indoors.
Oh, so who's looking after the pigs?
Jazza.
Come on, up you go, love. Never mind about making chit-chat.
Yeah, go on, Mum.
All right, then. Just for an hour, maybe. But you will thank your family for me, won't you?
Don't worry, of course I will.
Yeah, and I'll come up and make sure you're all right.
Well, there's no need, love.
There's no trouble before I nips, eh?
Dad.
Hmm? What?
You know what I said last night?
Eh?
The finishing touch for the Christmas decorations?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding us, love. I'll do it now.
The milk always gets stuck by that drain, doesn't it?
Oh, it's badly placed. I can never get the yard scraper near it.
Neil's just rung to see if you've got any spare time this weekend.
What for?
To help finish painting the set.
Oh, I thought they'd have done it by now.
They've had more trouble than they expected with the revolving snowman.
Well, that was always going to be tricky.
And now Linda's breathing fire. She wants everything finished for 3 o'clock on Sunday at the latest.
All right, I'll try getting down for an hour tomorrow.
Can you let me know?
Yeah, okay.
I was tempted to volunteer and head straight down to the hall myself.
Since when have you been interested in set making?
I'm not. But anything to get away from the cattle passports. But why not, Tiger?
Because business and home life don't mix.
Oh, we could make it work.
No, Pussycat.
Well, you won't know till you've tried.
It was always a disaster whenever Yvette interfered.
I'm not Yvette.
No, I know. And you're not PA material either.
Oh, why not? I mean, I've got a good phone manner. I know how to present myself.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying
you
don't...
I mean, half the job is schmoozing the clients. You tell me yourself. And I certainly do that.
Look, you are a very talented, very impressive woman, Lily.
Well, so why don't you let
me... Because, my darling, you don't have a head for business. If you did, you wouldn't keep barging into me office.
Well, I don't need a head for business. This'll do all the hard work for me.
You haven't forked out on one of them, have you?
Marvellous little gadget, isn't it?
Yeah, in the right hand.
You can phone and email from it, wherever you are. You can even surf the net.
Yes, I do know what they do.
And it's got an electronic calendar, an address book. Probably make you a slice of toast if you ask nicely.
No, you're just throwing your money away, Lily.
No, I'm saving us money. I mean, why pay a full-time salary when I can do an hour or two for you each day?
Because I know you. You'd get sick of it in no time.
Well, how about me at least filling in till you've re-advertised?
Look, Lillian.
And if it turns out I'm any good...
No, Lillian, as it happens, I've appointed someone this morning.
As your PA?
Yeah.
Well, you can't have. You weren't even interviewing.
Well, she was a late applicant. Came via a personal recommendation.
Who from?
Stephen Chalkman. He happened to hear I was looking round.
Ah, did he? So, who is she?
Miss Everly. Very competent candidate.
And have you got her application to hand?
It's on the computer. She emailed her details in advance of the interview.
Oh, right. Well, let's see.
Look, Lillian, I need to catch up. I've had McCall's hell for over an hour.
Well, I hope you want a quick look, you know, to satisfy my curiosity.
It's not a good time. I've got to run through some spreadsheets.
But, darling, it won't take a moment. And unless there's a reason you don't want me to look.
No. No, of course not.
Well, turn the screen, Tiger.
It's all standard stuff.
Oh. What a big smile.
Yeah, I don't know why they attach photos.
Jade. Everly? Jade?
Yeah, it was Jane originally. She had to change it for professional reasons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, one of those acting things like Michael Caine's not really Michael Caine.
Oh. So, she's an actress?
No, that was her background.
She's not old enough to have a background. She's only 26.
Yeah, I was very impressed by her maturity, actually.
Main competencies, good time manager, basic secretarial skills, very creative.
Oh. Yeah, she had some excellent ideas for streamlining.
I have a natural self-confidence in pressure situations gained from my previous experience in... performance, art and expressive dance.
I think she'd be unflappable.
What does expressive dance have to do with property business?
Now, she reckons she's gone as far as she can in that direction. Now she's looking to move sideways.
Quite a novelty without a pole to cling to, I should imagine.
Oh, push your cat. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were jealous.
Oh, well, don't be ridiculous.
Precisely. She's not my type. Not anymore.
I still think you're making a mistake.
We'll see how it goes when she starts in the new year.
Very well. I'd better let you get back to your spreadsheet.
Look. We'll have a nice, cosy evening later, eh? Bowl or two with, what is it you're cooking?
If you're hungry when you get in, you can open a tin of soup.
It needs a decent engine because it'll be towing the fridge unit as well.
All right.
And this one will get some real stick going round the festivals and country fairs.
Are you taking it round yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I'll need a couple of assistants, so if you ever fancy any holiday work.
Well, ideally, I'll be getting media placements rather than selling bangers.
Yeah.
But thanks, I'll keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want one of these?
Oh, no thanks. One will probably have something waiting for me at home. Actually, you know what? Jazza had a hand in thinking the idea up. So he'll probably want to help out.
And Brian's cool about it, is he?
Yeah, seems quite positive. Home Farm was having its Christmas do yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Phoebe saw them getting it ready.
Yeah. I waited till he was pretty mellow before raising the idea.
That's a good one.
Brian wants me to do some detailed costings before giving the thumbs up and list the events I want to go to.
Well, you've got plenty of time if he's going to be away till the new year.
It'll be quite nice having him a few thousand miles away.
Instead of watching your every move.
Well, he doesn't do that exactly, but... It's not like being totally my own boss, the way it was.
Well, make a success of the festivals and he'll start treating you more as an equal.
I'm getting there.
Phoebe is so excited about Tuesday.
Oh, I don't think Roy is.
No, he's going to miss her like mad. But she can't wait to go to South Africa with Brian and Jennifer.
It'll be a fantastic experience for her.
Like last night, after she brushed her teeth, she brought me a toothbrush, asked me to pack it.
Kids are mad.
I told her, you've got a few days before we do that, Phoebe. Anyway, bet Jennifer's bought a whole new set of toiletries for her.
I wouldn't mind a couple of weeks in the sun right now.
Don't know what you're grumbling for. You've got Jazza doing all the graft.
Excuse me?
You top executives never get your hands dirty.
We do a lot more work than media students, from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah? You've been misinformed.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can you cop a couple of these, Brenda?
You bought the whole shop.
Well, one point set here don't make much of a show, does it? Why not have them all over the house?
Oh, love these.
How is she?
Good. I looked in a couple of times. She was gently snoring.
Ah, well, she must have been tired.
Yeah, heard some movement a few minutes ago. So we came through to make her a bit of lunch.
Oh, great. Well, I'll take it up to her. Hey, I've got something to show her.
Well, apart from the floral display.
Oh, much better than that. I've been in the ball printing stuff off on the net.
Oh, is that it in your pocket?
It might be. Should just about make your mother's Christmas, Brenda. Look, will you put the poinsettias out?
Yeah, sure.
Betty!
Hey, did you see what your dad had printed?
No.
There was a ship on it. Some kind of liner.
Betty, love. Think I found something to chase away the winter blues. How do you feel about convalescing in style, eh? When you're feeling a bit stronger. Betty? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Betty? No, come on. Wake up. Can you hear me, love? Wake up. Brenda! No. I don't know how to do this.
Dad, what's the matter?
Oh, come on, love.
What's happened? Oh, no. No! Tom! Get an ambulance! Get an ambulance now!
Right,
I'm on it. It's all right. We're getting help. Dad?
I think it's too late, Brenda. She's dead.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.